to preach and drive out demons and heal.
我们记得耶稣派他的门徒是两个两个的出去传福音赶鬼。
Yeah, and we read the following. I think, oh, it's this way, isn't it? So they went out, the disciples, and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
那里说到门徒就出去传道叫人悔改又赶出许多的鬼用油抹了许多病人治好他们。
And now we're ready for today's text.
那我们今天要继续往下来讲了。
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he's a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised.I don't know if you want to, do you want to translate that or just...
We already read it.
Okay, I think we're good, aren't we?
Yeah.
So King Herod here is a reference to the man who's called Herod Antipas.
所以这里讲到这个希律王呢要解释一下他是有个名字叫希律安帕斯。
One of the sons of Herod the Great who died about the time that Jesus was born.
他的爸爸就也叫希律不过圣经上叫做大希律那这个大希律呢是在耶稣出生的那个时候大概就死了
It was a Jewish family working in concert and league under Rome doing what Rome wanted but he was actually it was a Jewish family
有人说的叫这个希律的这个人他其实是犹太人
And so they used this title Herod is really more ofA title, so it would be Herod Antipas or Herod Agrippa, which we read about later in the book of Acts.
所以希律这个名字是个头衔啊，他这个后面加上他的自己的名字，所以他这里呢，他爸爸叫大希律，然后他自己的这个儿子叫的希律安帕斯。
Yeah, and so Mark, when he says King Herod, he's maybe using a little bit of irony because actually Herod wanted to be called a king, but he was a tetrarch.
所以这个马可福音讲的这个希律说他是希律王其实有带多少有点点讽刺的意思哈因为他自己不是个真正的皇帝他是个土王
And so upon the death of Herod the Great he had three sons who he gave the allotment of different provinces to each son
所以他爸爸这个大希律呢做这个管辖是分封的王他管了三个地方他死了以后呢这三个儿子一人分了一小块地。
Oh, there we go. Okay, I don't know about the batteries today. So we can see some of these provinces here, and the ones that are in purple belong to or were given to today's star Herod Antipas.
所以那个大希律呢，他生前呢管了那么大一块地哈，有三种有不同的颜色。他死了以后呢，就把他的分这个辖地呢就分给他三个孩子。那分给这个叫希律安帕斯的呢，就是中间那紫色的那一长条线的那一块。
I wonder if we need to get some batteries for this guy here, because otherwise I'll be queuing them. Do you guys have any newer batteries? Otherwise, all the way through, I'll be queuing these guys, and we have about 33 more slides to go. Sorry about that. Yeah. Oh.Okay, we got the next slide. So there was some confusion, obviously, as you read today's text about who Jesus was, at least among the people who didn't know Jesus.
所以这段事情一开始就讲到，人们就开始议论到底耶稣是谁啊？因为不是每个人都认识他。
We saw this reference. I don't know. Oh, you don't have the batteries. Anybody want to fetch the batteries? You think it's magically will work? Okay, I'll try it.Alright, so we even see in today's text where there was some confusion, even in Herod's mind, about who this was doing all the miraculous things.
所以耶稣出来传道，他行了很多神迹，所以他的名声传遍了四方。所以趁着传到这个希律的官府里面，他们就在想说，耶稣到底是谁？
So some, not only Herod, thought that Jesus was John the Baptist who had been raised from the dead.
有人说耶稣是施洗约翰从死里复活了。
Others thought Jesus was Elijah.
有人说耶稣是以利亚。
And you know, even at the end of the Old Testament, we see a reference that Elijah would return again during the last days at the time of the Messiah.
所以在旧约里面有预言将说到将来以利亚在弥赛亚来的时候要重新回到地上。
We see that in texts like Malachi 4 and Malachi 3 there.
在马拉基书四章和三章都有提到这样的预言。
And others thought, well, Jesus is one of these great prophets.
还有人说耶稣就是一个伟大的先知。
You know, God throughout history had been sending his prophets.
神在历史的长河中常常派他的先知来跟我们说话。
But what did the average person under the Roman Empire at that time who was not familiar with Jesus and what he was doing, what did they know or think they knew?
但是当时做一个在罗马政府统治下的一个普通人，他们对耶稣到底有多少认识呢？
Well, I think they were quite confused.
我觉得他们可能根本不知道是怎么回事。
Especially people like Herod and his family who are in power.
尤其像那个像希律啊和他的家人，他们是有权位的权势的人。
And this is the idea we get if we do a close reading of the text today.
所以我们就来仔细的看一下这些里面的经文。
And so they didn't know that both Jesus and John had a relationship that actually they were cousins and one, you know, was different than the other.
他们并不知道耶稣和施洗约翰实际是有亲属关系，是堂兄弟。
They only knew that this one prophet who was named Jesus was doing incredible things, and they have never encountered anyone like that.
他们就只听说过耶稣的名声，所以他们以前也没有见过有这么能够行这么神迹的人。
And so Herod was, you know, he was frightened, and he, you know, I think he was tormented after he was responsible for John the Baptist's death.
所以当希律听说耶稣的事情后，他就内心非常的不安，因为他把施洗约翰杀了。
I mean, you can kind of imagine, you know, he's wrestling with guilt and fear and some kind of cosmic justice or judgment of God.
所以施洗约翰就很一方面他觉得有内疚，因为他不想杀约翰，又不得不把约翰杀了，他又怕天上来的报应在他身上。
And so he thought, well, this has to be John the Baptist. He's been raised from the dead.
所以他的结论就是这一定是施洗约翰，他从死里复活了。
And here's what happened.
下面来看他发生什么事。
For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of his wife, or unlawful wife, Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him, against John, and wanted to put John to death, but she could not.For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly.
所以希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，差人去拿住约翰锁在监里，因为希律已经娶了那妇人。约翰曾对希律说，你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。于是希罗底怀恨他，想要杀他，只是不能，因为希律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他讲论，犹疑不定，并且乐意听他。
So I think Herod is such an interesting person to study.
所以我觉得希律这个人，他的性格好像很多面，有多面性。
And I think there's quite a few people who are like Herod. He has power, but then he has this kind of God fear as well.
我觉得很多人有像希律这样的，他一方面他有权势，但是他一方面又多多少少有一点点敬畏神。
He's a man with power or agency. He can make decisions, but he's also very fearful.
他一方面又能够做决定，让事情发生，但是一方面他又有点怕。
Guilt-ridden.
他常常有这个内疚感。
His loyalties are divided, but his principal loyalty is to Rome.
他的这个忠心是好几个方面都他都要给。表忠心的，但他最核心的忠心是对着罗马政府。
And yet he respects men of God. We could probably say in today's times, women of God, people who know God. He respects those kind of people.
但他又敬畏这些圣人。
And he's intrigued by John's life, the way he lived life and the message that he preached. He's just drawn to it.
他对于约翰的为人和讲道，他也受到吸引。
And so this is a map of the first century here, and so he's around the Jordan River. I don't know, this one doesn't have a little light, does it? Oh, it does, right? So he's baptizing it in this area here, right? Not too far from Jerusalem, Bethany. He's probably baptizing in this area right here.
所以约翰当时出来传道的时候，他就在约旦河 那里为人施洗，然后那个地方离耶路撒冷也不是说那么远。
Yeah, and so it was because of his wife that everything started to, you know, downward spiral, right? Yeah.
所以这个希律因为这个女子希罗底的缘故，所以她的事情就来了。
Yeah, Herodias's hatred and her anger over John the Baptist and that he, you know, could say such things to her.
所以这个希罗底呢，就对于约翰是怀恨在心哈。
That she could treat her husband, even though it wasn't her true husband, in such a manner. Yeah, I think Mark might be drawing a parallel. I don't know if you know the story in the Old Testament about Jezebel and King Ahab, but I think he's making a reference there to what that relationship was like for the prophet Elijah.
所以我们到底看到，我想啊，马可他做了一个按悄悄的做了个比喻，就让我们想起在旧约。以利亚和那个女皇帝耶洗别他们之间的这段、这个、他们那个一段故事。
耶洗别哈，哎呀 ，so this tension going on. I think we see it when we look closely at the Gospels. We see the writers of the New Testament making reference to these other historical events that happen in the life and history of God's people.
所以我们看见旧约的事情常常直接引用或者影射到新约的作者可能讲到他的故事可能影射到旧约的故事啊。
So Matthew talks about this also and he said Herod seized John, bound him and put him in prison for what? The sake of Herodias.
所以马太福音也记载就是说希律把约翰抓住了把他捆绑了把他下到监里就是因为这个希罗底的关系。
Right.And so we see even others talking about these events like in the writings of the historian Josephus.
我们在看到犹太史学家叫约瑟夫的他也对这段历史有过记载。
And Josephus even gives us a hint at where he was in prison. That is, John the Baptist was in prison in a Roman fortress at Machaerus.
所以这个犹太史学家他甚至把约翰被囚禁的那个地方他都能够写出来。
So Herodias has this grudge.Against John the Baptist.
所以我们知道这个希罗底对约翰是怀恨在心的。
And she really wanted to silence him, put him to death.
这个希罗底想把这个约翰让他永远不说话，让他把他杀了。
But John feared this man.
但希律敬畏约翰。
And he knew that John the Baptist was a righteous and a holy man.
所以他知道希律知道约翰是个圣人。
And so he didn't let Herodias just silence him. He tried to listen to him, engage with him, kept him safe, Mark says.
所以即便约翰对下了监里但是希律不准别人去杀他。
Right. But when he heard the words of this prophet, he was also perplexed.
虽然他喜欢听约翰讲话但是呢约翰讲的话让他也是心神不定因为他约翰讲到将来的审判什么的。
And if you're an honest reader of the Bible and you try to get into this relationship with God and let this word speak to you, there are times also where you will be perplexed.
所以你如果真的好好的读圣经的话，你听看明白神将来的审判的话，你也会犹豫不定，心里会。
Yeah.
会有惧怕的时候。
It's not always like, wow, this is wonderful. There are times where you really sense God's Spirit convicting you and dealing with your shortcomings.
所以圣经他给你读圣经不是说所有地方都是让你心花怒放的地方哦，会有地方读到说，哎呀，这个话是在审判我自己。
So she's Herodias a lot like Jezebel, right?
所以这个希罗底就有点像旧约那个耶洗别一样。
She's proud. She's easily offended. She's angry that anybody, this countryside preacher, can say those things about Herod.
所以她是一个很骄傲的，然后她觉得被约翰的这些话冒犯了，然后她就是这叫弄从心间起，恶向胆边生。
Right. Yeah. So do you pray for our interpreters, you know? Because interpreting for people like me is not easy, right? Yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Herodias wanted to silence John. Just kill him.
对，他是生气到一个程度，他就觉得这个人一定要除掉。
But temporarily, she had no power, no access to do that.
但是他呢，又不能够越过皇帝的权柄啊。
Yeah, and so for the meantime, temporarily, John is going to be okay because there's this relationship that Herod has with John the Baptist.
所以希律因为想听约翰讲话，所以他就不准人家去杀他。所以虽然说把他下在监里，但是他不能死。
And it's actually the same way today. If you find people who are walking with God, experience answered prayer with God, and you get to know them, you sense that they really know God, they speak up and speak out for God. Sometimes when you're around people like that, you know, you also have great respect and a little bit of fear.
所以在现今的也是一样，当你在生命中，你旁边有与神同行的人，你他的言行举止都是反映出神的教导的话，你对他有一个敬畏的心，但是呢，你有点也会有点点怕他。
So the only thing that Herodias lacked was an opportunity.
所以这个希罗底要找的就是一个机会。
And it says in verse 21, finally that opportunity came.
所以第二十一节说，终于有一天他机会来了。
It says, but an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee.
所以这是个什么机会呢？就是有一天希律过生日，他就摆了一个宴席。就请了他的大臣、他的千夫长和当地做首领的人来吃饭。
And once again, I think maybe in this particular scene, Mark is referencing something that we see happening very similarly in the book of Esther.
那这节让我们想起了旧约里面以斯帖记哈，也有类似。
Where there was a king, his name was Ahasuerus, and he had great wealth and great influence and great territory, and he was throwing a party that lasted 7 days.
所以在旧约以斯帖记那个讲到亚哈水鲁王，他也是请客吃饭，他这个更奢侈，他摆这个流水席和摆了7天。
And similarly, you know, at these great parties, there's a lot of alcohol, a lot of wine and revelry, and so you know you do and say things that later you regret.
所以这种狂欢的这个宴会上，大家都喝得醉醺醺的，说些话可能后来都后悔。
And so that's what happened here. I think Herodias maybe had planned.For this, we're going to see here in the text.
那这一次也是一样。
It says, for when Herodias' daughter came in and she danced. Okay.
所以他们在寻欢作乐的时候呢，希罗底的女儿就进来跳舞。
And other texts tell us that the daughter's name was Salome and she danced a deadly dance.
所以有其他的经文记载，这个女儿叫什么名字？叫做索罗米。
Yeah.
她跳的这个舞就是让人丧命的舞。
Her dance led to someone's death.
他跳得太好了，有人就为此死掉了。
Not just anybody, but this man that Jesus praised highly, John the Baptist.
那个人就是神耶稣所称许的施洗约翰。
So Salome came in and danced. She pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed, he promised to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom."
所以希罗底的女儿进来跳舞，使希律和同席的人都欢喜。王对女子说，你随意向我求什么，我必给你。又对她起誓说，你随你向我求什么，就是我国的一半，我必给你。
Very similar to what King Ahasuerus in the book of Esther said to Queen Esther.
你想起那个亚哈水鲁王对以斯帖讲话也是这样子的应许啊，你要什么，给你国的一半都可以。
And we can picture this, those of us that are from Asia, we know that at these big, big banquets, no expenses spared, there's a lot of alcohol, there's people with power and influence that you're having at the banquet, and so you wouldn't dare want to lose face.
所以我们从东方来都知道这个特别要面子的人哈，他办这种大型的宴会，他一定是很奢侈很奢华的，大家随便吃随便喝。最怕就是他丢面子的事情。
So that's a big offer that Herod is giving Salome, and so she goes to her mother.
所以这个希律心怀欢喜快乐的时候就给他这个女儿一个应许，说你要什么我都给你。
She says, "What should I ask, Mom?" And Herodias said, "The head of John the Baptist."
所以这个他这个女儿就去问他妈说，妈，我应该要什么呢？他这个希罗底就对他说，你要施洗约翰的头。
And Salome came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter."
她这个女儿一听到就急忙进去见王说，我愿王立时把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里给我。
And without a moment's hesitation, Herodias said, "We want John's head on a platter."
所以她妈和她这个女儿一在这个事情上毫不含糊啊。
And so you get the idea, great wealth, great power, and they're having a lot of alcohol, and it's For them, it's like sport. It's like nothing to take a person's life. A man like John the Baptist put his head on a platter.
所以他们这些人有权有势人在一起醉醺醺的把人命当儿戏哈，他就好像说，哎，杀一个人好像做个运动一样，就把约翰杀了。
People who think that way, people who live that way, are living under a different reign, under a different kingdom.
所以这些人他们活在是完全是另外一个世界里面。
Two kingdoms, the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of Christ, they are in conflict.
所以这个地上的这个世界和耶稣的这个国度是永远的冲突的。
And in this particular instance, it resulted in John's beheading.
所以这个冲突导致施洗约翰在这个冲突中就丧命了。
What was Herod's response?
那希律的反应是什么呢?
Remorse.
他就后悔了。
Yeah, and the king was exceedingly sorry, verse 26. But because of his oaths, his promise, and his guests, he did not want to break his word to Salome. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother.
所以这里记载这个希律王就甚忧愁，但因他所起的事又因同席的人就不肯推辞，随即差了一个护卫兵吩咐拿希约翰的头来，护卫兵就去在监里斩了约翰，把头放在盘子里拿来给那女子，女子就给了他母亲。
If you're like me and maybe you've been a Christian for a while, maybe you've heard this story many times.Perhaps, 有可能就是你可能就是跟随耶稣好久的话，可是慢慢的就是习惯听这种的故事的话。And so maybe you think, oh, you know, okay, yeah, I've heard that story before.
Yeah, 所以你可能这个故事你已经听过很多遍了哈。
But, you know, it should still shock us.
但是你如果身临其境的话，你还是觉得非常的让你震惊的。
Right, my response shouldn't be, oh well, too bad. No.
你的反应不是哎呦。这个糟糕的事情天天发生。
This is a great man of God. He said, Jesus said, of those born of woman, there's nobody like this one, John the Baptist. This great man lost his head because they're having a party.
所以耶稣曾经称赞约翰说，在妇人所生的没有一个大过约翰的。结果这个约翰就被人就因为这样的个事情被人砍了头。
So I don't know when you walk through life or you read texts like that in the Bible, I don't know what is your response. For me.I'm trying to be open and actually come to terms with the horror and of how challenging it is to be faithful to God and what sometimes happens for faithful people.
所以我不知道你读完这些圣经会怎么想哈。我自己读完我就觉得，有时候当你有凭信心跟随耶稣的时候，反而的遭遇可能就是不是很好。
So without delay, Herod sent an executioner from among his speculatores. It's a division of the Roman Imperial Guard who served as a kind of a special police force for the king to have him beheaded.
所以希律就马上就差了个护卫兵，就把约翰斩了。
And so as we begin today's text, this is why we see Herod struggling with this fear and uneasiness and this guilt.
所以我这里所以这个背景讲到希律看见耶稣出来了，他这个罪恶感就回来了。
Yeah, an evil woman like Jezebel or Herodias and a weak king or tetrarch who couldn't say no, he couldn't lose face.
所以像这两个故事被这个都有一个邪恶的女人在后面，不管是耶洗别还是希罗底，那这个前面都有一个这个软弱的男人，一个叫希律，一个就是叫亚哈的。他们有权，但他是个软弱的男人，他听他邪恶的太太的话。
Right. What kind of insights did we grab from today's message?
那我们今天看了这段经文，我们能够得到什么帮助呢？
Okay. Well, first of all, you and I, we are also called to follow Jesus.
首先，神就呼召我们，也是要来跟从耶稣的。
You might call us agents of God.
我们是神的使者。
Okay, and God's agents, as they walk through life, they can unsettle those people who are part of the other kingdom.
我们是神的使者，那神就给我们权柄，可以当把福音传出来的时候，那些在另外一个世界里面的人，他听到我们所讲的话，他的心里就不安了。
And the more you try to faithfully learn what it means to follow Jesus, the more that you possibly will encounter this kind of pushback from the other kingdom.
当你越努力越忠心地传这个福音的时候， 那边的世界人他就越强硬的反扑。
And other people will be uncomfortable when you start to speak on behalf of God.
当你为着神说话的时候，其他人就心里就不舒服了。
Yeah, the Spirit of God will be working in you and through you, and it will impact other lives.
神的灵借着你，通过你出来做事的话，一定会影响其他人的生命的。
And there's great risk involved when you choose to live that way.
当你照着这样的方式来行事为人的话呢，你是会有风险的。
You can end up in a prison and forgotten.Very easily in some places around the world.
在世界上有些国家，像你要这样子的生来传福音的话，很快你就被抓进去坐牢了。
But we cannot shy away from speaking up and speaking out and speaking the truth in love.
但我们要凭着爱心说诚实话，要把神的话完完全全的讲出来。
Even if it cost us.
即便这个代价是很大。
And we, like Herod, we have a choice.Because we're all going through life together and we find ourselves in these different situations. And so like Herod, sometimes we're a part of these gatherings, this culture, this way of life. And so like Herod, we have a choice when we're faced with these things.
And, 所以 yeah, go ahead. 当我们可能像这个希律一样，当我们面临这个事情，比如说耶稣出来了这个事情，他有个选择。
So we can yield to the outrage or conniving of those who love and are vested in the kingdoms of this world, like Herod did.
啊，所以像这个希律，他的选择是什么呢？他就选择向这个世界屈服。
Or we can respond to God's man or God's woman who speaks up and speaks out for God, and sometimes we'll give a message about repentance. It's time to turn. You're going in the wrong direction.
或者我们向神的这个世界顺服。顺服神所差来的先知。
Right, the coming of Christ and the advance of God's kingdom is a very real thing.
所以耶稣的再来和神国的扩张是个非常真实的事情。
And wherever that kingdom comes, everything is turned upside down.
那个国度不论到哪里，
right,
地上的国都给它翻转了。
And what's interesting is that only about a decade after this particular incident happened, we find Antipas banished to distant France. That's Gaul.And he was left to die alone in a far-off land to die in disgrace.
所以这个希律也并没有得到什么好下场，大概十年之内他就被流放到一个法国一个叫高卢的地方，很孤独的就死在那儿了。
He had all this power. He had all this glory. He had a man like John the Baptist put to death. And within 10 years, he's banished and forgotten.
所以神的报应是非常真实的。
Yeah.What about John the Baptist? He is memorialized for generations. We all love him and respect him.
所以施洗约翰好像在那里被砍了头，好像一个悲惨的结局，但是他直到如今人家还在说他的故事。
And so if we say yes to God and say, I'm gonna walk with Jesus, I know it's costly, but if you say that,
如果你对神说是，我愿意跟随耶稣。
And you allow God to work through you and do his good works in and through you, well,Some amazing things can take place.
你如果愿意让神的灵在你身上工作，借着你工作，然后你会发现你的生命有巨大的改变。
But people will question you, they will question your motive, and it's okay.
当人家看见你的改变，他会问你问题或者怀疑你的动机，但是这也没有什么大了不起的。
Jesus didn't worry about that. It's just people had questions. What's your motive? Who are you? What's your family? No, who are you really? No, come on, why are you really doing this?Jesus, no problem. He didn't concern himself with that.
耶稣从来不把这些别人的这个质问当成一个很重要的事情来考虑的。
Right? Yeah. See, whenever we face hardship, whenever we face rejection or persecution or maybe even death for speaking out and reaching out, we're not really surprised.
当我们面对拒绝或者是逼迫，或者甚至到一个程度被人逼迫到死的境地哈，我们也不要怕，因为这个因为耶稣早就说过这个是会发生的。
Yeah, we shouldn't be disheartened.
我们也不要因着这样子这个心里就硬了。
Because we have this gospel where we have stories like this in the New Testament that tell us these kind of things are going to happen.
就在新约里面记载很多，包括像施洗约翰这件事情，这些事情会发生的。
We have this great cloud of witnesses that will speak to us if we listen.
就这就希伯来书十二章讲到说，我们有许多的见证人像云彩一样的围绕着我们。
The writer to the book of Hebrews says it this way: We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
所以希伯来书十二章的作者就说，我们是被见证人这么多像云彩一样的环绕着我们。
Encouraging us to run a good race for Christ.
鼓励我们为了耶稣奔跑天路。
To lay aside certain things so we can run the race well.
教导我们要放下脱离我们的重担，这样子我们可以跑得更好。
Who encourages to keep running, run with endurance.
要告诉我们要奔跑的时候要存着忍耐的奔跑。
Looking to Jesus.
而且向着耶稣。
Considering Jesus, verse 3, who endured this kind of thing, this kind of hostility against himself.
我们要想想耶稣，他忍受了这些对人家对他的侮辱。
Looking to Jesus, considering Jesus, walking with Jesus as you go through this.
当我们奔跑的时候，我们想着耶稣，向着耶稣。
So that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
所以这样子我们就不会跑得越跑越弱。
Yeah. So Mark is saying, you know, I think he's leading and through this wonderful story we call the Gospel of Mark, and he's leading us to something very similar that's going to happen in the life of Jesus himself.
马可记载了施洗约翰的这一段哈，他也就是让我们看见耶稣的这个故事。
There's one coming who is even greater and mightier, and he's going to meet a similar fate.
所以像施洗约翰是耶稣的先锋，被人砍了头。那耶稣自己来，他是比施洗约翰更大的，那他将来也会被人钉十字架。
And similarly, it will cost Jesus his life.
这也是耶稣为了他的使命和为了他给我们的信息，他也付上了他自己生命的代价。
But we've been delivered from that other kingdom. We've been delivered from the domain of darkness, the dark kingdom, and transferred to the kingdom of the Son.
神因着耶稣把我们从这个黑暗的权势的控制这个国度里面释放出来，把我们转移到，把我们移民到他爱子的国度里。
It's not a kingdom of this world. It's the kingdom of Christ.
这个那个国度里不是这个地上的国度，而是这个神的儿子耶稣的国度。
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not from this world."
耶稣自己说，我的国不属于这个世界。
Right, and so we know if we say yes to today as we begin a new year.As God's people, we know that if we really desire to live like that, to faithfully follow Christ, we might call it a godly life, that there will be persecution.
当我们立志遵行神的道的时候，一定会有逼迫。
Right. Jesus said it this way, remember the word that I spoke to you.
耶稣自己说，你们要记得我对你们说过的话。
I'm not greater than the master. You're not greater than the master.
没有仆人大过主人。
He said, if they persecute me, they will persecute you.
如果他们逼迫耶稣自己，他们也会逼迫信从耶稣的人。
Right? So, I should expect it. Doesn't make it easy, but I should expect trouble.
所以即便不容易，我也不要因为，我也要知道这个，你跟随耶稣的路上会有逼迫的。
So my prayer, as we close today, is as follows.
我的祷告就是这样子的。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
you can pray if you want with me. I want to live faithfully.
我要过一个信心的生活。
But without the persecution part, I'm just being honest. You know, without all that.
但我不希望有人逼迫我。
Yet if I'm honest,
但如果我真实的面对这个的话
，I confess, I know it doesn't work that way.
我知道这个是行不通的。
So change me, Lord.
主啊，求你改变我。
Yeah. Form my heart to respond to these outcomes, just like Jesus' early disciples.
求你改变我的心，让我能够来接受这一切的遭遇。
So that when I encounter persecution, mistreatment, that I would rejoice, that I can share with you in your sufferings.
当我能够面对逼迫和挑战的时候，让我能够心里还有喜乐。
Only possible through the filling and the help of the Holy Spirit of God.
让我不仅喜乐，而且能够喜乐在于我能够在你的在耶稣基督的逼迫上有份。
Lord, this is my honest prayer.
这一切都只能靠着圣灵。这个祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.